This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces are battling U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants across Gaza in intense fighting that has prevented the distribution of vital aid in much of the territory and brought some of the devastation and mass displacement seen in the north to the south. It's further shrinking the area where Palestinians can seek safety and pushing large numbers of people toward the sealed-off border with Egypt. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu has ordered a thorough investigation into the bombing of Muslim worshippers at a village in northern Kaduna State on Sunday. Timothy Obuzu reports from the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
The Nigerian military said an unmanned aerial device on routine patrol wrongly profiled and bombed local villagers in Tundunbiri village Sunday night when they gathered to celebrate Maulud, the birthday of the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Nigeria's National Emergency Management Agency announced that 85 people died, mostly women and children, and said 66 others were seriously injured. But locals say the death toll could be higher and say many bodies were severely mutilated. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday called on Congress to pass tens of billions of dollars in military and economic assistance for Ukraine. Speaking at the White House, Biden warned of dire consequences for Kyiv if lawmakers don't act.
The Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for and abandon our global leadership, not just Ukraine, but beyond that.
Biden has asked Congress for nearly $106 billion to fund the wars in Ukraine, Israel, and other security needs.